Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. It was for me in the garden he prayed, not my will but thine. He had no tears for his own grief, but sweat drops of blood for mine. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. He took my sin and my sorrow, and he made them his very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. When with the ransomed in glory his face I at last shall see, 'twill be my joy through the ages to sing of his love for me. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
A ship sailing out on a trip so rough and long, so far from shore, so far from home. I set out in search of a reason to go home, and there I found it in the eye of the storm. Storm blasts may rock this ship of mine, the light of my Savior will lead me safely through the night. Though my ship may be rocking and my sails may be torn, then I shall rest in the eye of storm. When the wind and water rages,
voice, and the billows begin to roll. The blessed rock of ages speaks peace to my soul. He holds me in his arms, so safe and so warm, and I find shelter in the eye of the storm.
No matter what storm clouds may rock this ship of mine, the light of my Savior will lead me safely through the night. Though my ship may be rocking and my sails may be torn, I shall rest in the eye of the storm. No matter what storm clouds may rock this ship of mine, the light of my Savior will lead me safely through the night. Though my ship may be rocking and my sails may be torn, I shall rest in the eye of the storm. Though my ship may be rocking and my sails may be torn, I shall rest in the eye of the storm.
Amen. Ephesians chapter number 4, begin reading verses number 21. The Bible said, if so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore put away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Our Heavenly Father and our God, we come before you this morning. How we thank you for such a beautiful and wonderful day, God, that you've given, Lord. What a privilege and opportunity, Lord. I'd open your word this morning, God, that you preserve down through every generation, Lord. And how what a privilege it is to go to your house and honor you and offer you the first fruits of our heart. This morning, God, to feel the presence of the Holy Spirit this morning, God. And I pray that wherever your people are gathered together this morning, you'd certainly be in the midst. May someone come to the saving knowledge of Christ, Lord. May someone find refuge in the throne of grace this morning, God. May you throw out the lifeline to that one about to go under, Lord. And Lord, we ask you this morning, you'd manifest yourself in our midst today. May Christ be lifted up. May you get glory this morning from your people, God. I pray this morning for those who made mention, sick and afflicted, God, you'd visit with them. I encourage their hearts today, Lord. I pray for your men that stand and proclaim the truths of thy word this morning, God. You'd anoint them afresh and use them, God, for your glory this morning. Thank you for the prayers you've answered, the goodness, Lord, you've shown, the grace, God, you've extended, the blessings and benefits we've enjoyed at your hand this week. For all of this, we'll be mindful to give you the thanks and the praise and the glory for it all this morning. In Jesus' name, amen this morning and amen. Then again, the Bible said this morning in verse number 25, wherefore put away lying and speak every man truth with his neighbors. And I want to preach on the thought this morning, God been our helper concerning liar. Amen. Dear friend, liar. The Bible specifically says this morning, let us put aside, dear friend, or put away lying in the sight of God this morning. The ninth commandment, The Bible said, thou shalt not bear false witness this morning. It is a commandment that separates God from man this morning. Because the Bible said God cannot lie. Psalms 116 verse 40 said, let all men are liars this morning. And Romans chapter 3 verse 4 said, let every man be a liar. Let God be true this morning. Amen. Dear friend, it also unites man with man because we're all guilty of it this morning. All have lie and all do lie this morning. You say, preacher, I never have. Dear friend, you sanctimonious liar this morning. Dear friend, I'll tell you. Dear friend, you ought to come down off your high horse. Dear friend, and realize this morning, dear friend, that all men, dear friend, are liars in the sight of God today. Dear friend, we ought to put away that lying tongue and tell the truth, dear friend, for better, for worse this morning. It's just in our nature, dear friend, to lie. Man, we have to restrain ourselves, dear friend, to tell the truth today. The Bible said there are seven things that God hates, and three of them have to do, dear friend, with our tongue. He said, I hate a lying tongue, a false witness, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. In Proverbs chapter number 12, the Bible said that lying lips are an abomination unto the Lord. In Leviticus 19, dear friend, the Bible talks about the liars, dear friend, are a curse unto the deaf, dear friend, and a stumbling unto those that are blind. Amen. There's nothing more frustrating as someone, dear friend, to lie to your face. Amen. Dear friend, now I realize there's three people you can lie to this morning. You can lie to God, you can lie to others, and you can even lie to yourself. Amen. Dear friend, and I know it seems like with all the wickedness in the world, the murder, the rape, the adultery, the drugs, that lying seems so small. Dear friend, there's not much to it. Dear friend, but I want you to understand, dear friend, the devil will use every instance, dear friend, to try to get into your life, to try to work his way in the church. And brother, it's a little foxes that spoil the vine this morning. Dear friend, the Bible said in John chapter 8 and verse 44, the devil is the father of lies. And when we lie, we're doing his lust. We're following his example. Amen. Some have made lying their refuge this morning. As the old saying says, what a tangled web we weave when we set out to deceive. Amen. How many lies does it take to be labeled a liar? Amen. The law was made for a liar. Dear friend, there's no need, dear friend, for a law for those that tell the truth. Amen. The Bible said, lie not to one another and put away lying. Dear friend, doesn't it bother you when somebody says, let me be honest with you? Dear friend, does that mean that everything else that you said before is a lie? Of course I want you to be honest with me. Amen. I've heard about being frank. I've heard about cutting through the chase. I've heard about getting to the point. Dear friend, I've heard about being blunt. But nobody wants to be lied to. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, the Bible said in 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 4, if we say we know God and keep not his commandments, he said we're liars. And chapter 2 verse 22, the Bible said, he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ is a liar. And in 1 John 4 19, the Bible said, he that say he loves God and hates his brother is a liar. Amen. A liar shall not dwell in the sight the Lord, and lying lips will be put to silence. Amen. And he that bears falsehood shall not escape. Dear friend, David said, keep lying lips far from me. Amen. The truth, dear friend, will set you free, because the truth always comes out. Amen. Again, the Bible said that all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, and nothing shall enter into
into that city that maketh a lie. Amen. You look through the word of God this morning. Cain, from the very beginning, lied unto God about the whereabouts of his brother Abel. Abraham lied, the very friend of God, concerning Sarah being his wife when he was down in Egypt. Sarah lied to Ephraim this morning about laughing when God told Abraham that she'd bear a son in her old age. Isaac lied concerning Rebekah to Ephraim being his wife down in Egypt. Jacob's sons lied unto him about what they'd done to Joseph. Aaron lied to Moses about the golden calf and how it came to pass. Saul lied unto Samuel about doing God's will. Gehazi lied to Naaman and then turned around and lied to Elijah. Herod lied to the wise men about coming and worshiping Jesus. Peter lied about denying the Lord that he knew him. Ananias and Sapphira lied to the Holy Ghost. Had Ephraim about the land that they sold. Man, is there ever a time how to lie this morning? Are there acceptable margins for lying? Well, at Ephraim we find that Rahab lied concerning the spies that entered into her house. If she hadn't, they surely would have been put to death. David lied at Ephraim about being a mission from the king in order to get food for his men and the sword from Abimelech. Jehu lied to get all the prophets of Baal into the house so that he might slay them. Man, sometimes it may be good intentions. Sometimes you might spare somebody's feelings. Sometimes you might soften the blow. But it's still a lie in the sight of God this morning. And the Bible said, let us put away lying and speak every man truth to his neighbor this morning. You just can't go wrong by telling the truth today. Amen. Lies at Ephraim in our land. It may not seem like much. It may seem like the lesser of all evils this morning. But Lord God, we live in a land of liars. Amen. You know you can't believe anything you see on TV. You can't believe anything a politician says. At Ephraim, people are always out to get the gain on you. They'll tell you what you want to hear. At Ephraim, this morning we are becoming a nation. At Ephraim, that cannot and knows not the truth today. Let me say first of all that an untruth is a lie. The Bible said that no lie is of the truth. Amen. We better know it as a bald-faced lie. At Ephraim, when we're willing and intentionally tell something that is not the truth. Amen. You better be careful what you repeat. Amen. At Ephraim, because if it's not the truth, you've just become party to a lie. Amen. At Ephraim, I don't like being made a liar. Neither does God. Amen. The Bible said if we say we have no sin, at Ephraim, we make him a liar. The Bible said in Romans chapter 1, we change the truth of God into a lie. Amen. And dear friend, listen, God takes it seriously. Tell him the truth this morning. It may be a long story, the truth. It may be complicated, the truth. But anything outside the truth is a lie, brother. And you cannot defend a lie this morning. Amen. Then also we find that a half-truth is a lie this morning. Amen. It's sad. Dear friend, we have to raise our hands and say we'll tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth this morning. Amen. When the fact of the matter is, dear friend, this morning, if we don't tell the whole truth, it is not the truth. If you knowingly leave something out, if you just give part of the truth, it's not the truth. Satan is the master of the half-painted picture. Amen. Always giving you just a little insert, dear friend, of the truth this morning. Dear friend, without revealing the whole picture, manipulating the truth, bending it to fit. Dear friend, it's not the whole truth this morning. It's of the devil. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank God this morning. It's from the Lord. Lord. Dear friend, this morning when you take something out of context, when you only highlight a portion, dear friend, it's not the whole truth today. Amen. Dear friend, when you exaggerate, when you add to something, making it more interesting, dear friend, this morning you are not telling, dear friend, the truth. No wonder Jesus said, woe unto you lawyers. Amen. Dear friend, bearing false witness, dear friend, this morning. How sad that it is, dear friend, that our world, dear friend, has become a half-truth, half-hearted, half-painted portion of the truth today. Amen. Then I want to say fraud, dear friend, is not the truth. Amen. Anytime they tell you it's 100% money-back guarantee, it's not the whole truth. Amen. Whenever they tell you that 90 days is the same as cash, and there's 12 months no interest, you better read the fine print, brother. That's how they justify the old bait and switch. Amen. Dear friend, this morning it's fraud. Dear friend, when the truth is not revealed. Dear friend, when you try to pull the wool over somebody's eyes, when you try to beat them out for gain, dear friend, when you try to make an end run around them, dear friend, this morning, and try to justify yourself, because it says it in the fine print, it doesn't make it right in the eyes of God. And you remember that the eyes of the Lord go to and fro over all the earth, beholding the sons of men this morning, and everything in dark, God sees in line. Dear friend, trust me. Dear friend, fraud is not of the truth this morning. Amen. Dear friend, when you purposely, dear friend, try to get something that you know you don't deserve, dear friend, it's fraud this morning. Amen. Dear friend, this morning you better be careful how you fill out your taxes. You better be careful how you fill out your applications. You better be careful how, brother, you apply for certain services. Amen. Because, brother, you know it's wrong. Dear friend, this morning, I'll tell you, friend of mine, it's a shame. Dear friend, to say you're disabled. Dear friend, this morning, go to a doctor, get him to say you're disabled. I swear to a judge you're disabled. So you can start drawing a check. And then you go work. Dear friend, behind the scenes and under the table. Amen. Dear friend, listen. Dear friend, the long arm of the law may not have caught up with you yet, but God sees it and he knows. Brother, it ain't right, and it stinks in the sight of heaven. It's fraud. Dear friend, this morning when you lie, dear friend, to get something this morning, and then deception is a lie this morning. Dear friend, I'll tell you, I've always found it hard, dear friend, to believe that a Christian could be a used car salesman. Amen. I mean, when you really had to tell somebody everything that's wrong with that car and everything you've done, I don't see how you'd ever sell one. Amen. And the Bible said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And you know, when you buy something, brother, you expect, dear friend, to know everything, dear friend, that's wrong about that thing you're buying. Amen. Nobody likes to get home and found out they've been cheated. Dear friend, this morning, deception is an attempt to conceal, an attempt to cover the truth by any means this morning. Amen. We try to deceive others. We deceive ourselves. We even try to deceive God. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, I'll tell you, when you go to the house of God, dear friend, this morning, and you shout, and dear friend, today, you know the Spirit didn't stir up that shout. Dear friend, you're trying just to look spiritual. Dear friend, that's called hypocrisy. That's called being a hypocrite. Dear friend, when you're trying to deceive others, amen, how about letting them think you're spiritual? Dear friend, when you're trying to flatter somebody, dear friend, we're trying to butter them up, to get something out of them. them. How dear friend, this morning you ought to repent. How dear friend, deception. How dear friend, when you tell somebody how good they are, how pretty they are, how smart they are, how dear friend, just how dear friend, to get something out of them, just to curry their favor, how dear friend, that's a lie. It's deception. How dear friend, and it's not right in the sight of God. Amen. How dear friend, this morning, how dear friend, when you try to kiss up to the boss, how dear friend, amen. How brother, when you're trying to butter him up to get something out of him, amen. How dear friend, this morning, I'll assure you there's no such thing as a little white lie. There's no such thing as crossing your fingers and giving a wink. How dear friend, this morning, how dear friend, listen, and some of you have stretched the truth. Brother, it just won't stretch that far, I'll assure you. You've gotten over into lying. How dear friend, this morning, let me tell you, lying, first of all, enslaves you. The truth will make you free. But a lie, how dear friend, will incarcerate you. It'll bind you. How dear friend, this morning, I mean, it'll close in around you. It enslaves your words. How dear friend, you tell the truth, you can go on about your business. But if you lie, you have got to remember that lie. How dear friend, you've got to rehearse that lie. How dear friend, you've got to remember every time you repeat that lie. How dear friend, this morning, because if you don't tell it the same way, then somebody might find out, how dear friend, that you have lied. How dear friend, amen. And when you tell a lie, you've always got to worry that somebody's going to uncover it, somebody's going to figure it out, and somebody's going to expose it. Amen. How dear friend, this morning, lies will enslave you and wound you this morning. Amen. How dear friend, let me tell you, have you ever heard of the Baptist that cried wolf? How dear friend, I'll tell you, tell a lie enough, and nobody's going to believe you when you do try to tell the truth. Amen. How dear friend, you get a reputation. How dear friend, let me ask you this. How many lies have you got to tell before you're labeled a liar? Amen. Tell the truth. Come clean. How dear friend, it'll endanger you this morning. Amen. How dear friend, gossip and tale-bearing and rumors, how dear friend, is a dangerous thing. It hurts people's lives. It ruins people's reputations. Amen. How dear friend, let me tell you, it can be a danger to yourself. And when you tell lies so much that you believe it yourself, how dear friend, when you can't tell the difference between a lie and the truth anymore, how dear friend, I'll tell you what you do when you tell a lie. You tie God's hands up, because he's not going to have a part in a lie. He's not going to bless a lie. How dear friend, he's not going to honor a lie. How dear friend, and then also we find, how dear friend, before time runs out, how dear friend, a lie this morning will enchant you. Amen. How dear friend, when you would rather lie as to face the truth, when it becomes easier to lie, how dear friend, than to tell the truth, brother, we're on dangerous grounds. When it doesn't bother you anymore to lie, how dear friend, this morning, how dear friend, we're on dangerous ground. Amen. Because there is a God in heaven that said he'll bring all things the line, and said, be sure your sins will find you out. Tell the truth, and the truth will set you free this morning. May the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer.